Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:45 now, joined by David Mallett, Associate Professor of Public Affairs at American University. Discussion of domestic terror groups continues. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you?
You have firsthand knowledge of this because... As I understand it, and I remember when I was on the air, and I remember it happening after 9/11, seeing the entire Capitol evacuated because of the anthrax letter. And you were there when that happened, didn't you? Were you not?
Yeah, absolutely. I was on the staff of at the time, the Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle. This was about a month after 9/11, and it was bright Monday morning, and they came in and said everybody has to stay where you are, and you know, there were guys with machine guns making sure we didn't leave because we'd received an envelope full of powder, and it was anthrax.
To see that, to see the members of the United States Capitol, everybody standing on the steps, the building being evacuated, I didn't think I'd see anything the likes of it again, but I did last Wednesday, unfortunately. Let's talk about some of the domestic terrorist groups that exist. Boogaloo movement, what exactly is that, and how many people in America buy that whatever it is that they're selling?
Yeah, so a lot of these groups didn't even exist 5 years ago, so it's not a surprise that most people aren't familiar with them. Boogaloo has really only been around for a couple of years. It basically started out as an internet joke. There was some really awful 80s movie called Breakin', you know, about breakdancing. Breakin' to Electric Boogaloo, right? So this ended up as this sort of meme on the internet that you would have a second civil war, you know, like Breakin' Two, Electric Boogaloo would be Civil War Two Boogaloo. It sort of developed further into a joke with the idea of Boogaloo could mean big igloo or it could mean big luau. So a lot of these guys wear luau Hawaiian shirts. And the idea is that they don't necessarily have a specific ideology. A lot of them are probably more on the far extreme right wing politically, but there's, you know, some of them are not. Some of them just sort of don't like the current order and want things to break down. So there are a lot of Boogaloo groups that just sort of want the government to collapse, want to have a general uprising to tear down the old order. Some of them are white supremacists, but some of them are minority groups and say we were opposed to white supremacy. So it's more of a movement than a group. But a study that I've been doing with some colleagues in the time between the election and the attack on the Capitol, we found that about 6-7% of Americans said that they associate themselves with the movement, almost a quarter have heard of it. But, you know, something like 5-10% say that they're in it or they know somebody who is.
How much of let me get to hard left groups as well. People think Antifa is a group. Talk about all that, if you will, and also address groups that may be on a hard left, the other side.
Sure. You know, if this were 50 years ago and we were talking about attacks on the Capitol, and domestic terror groups, we'd really be looking almost exclusively at far-left groups. There were groups, decades in the 70s that were planting bombs at the Capitol, more than one. There aren't so many of them that are active these days. They really got sort of discredited with the fall of the Soviet Union and communism in the 80s. Antifa, you know, they've been the focus of attention. They've been around really since the 1930s as a movement, the anti-fascist movement. Not so much in the U.S., but in Europe. And, you know, they're not a group. Some of them are willing to engage in violence. They talk about punch a Nazi. It's good for America. But, you know, they're not really active in this sort of this large-scale terrorism threat. I know that that's been a sort of a politically contentious issue. So you'll see smaller movements. There are a few Black Power movements that have been around also since the 70s that are saying, all right, why should we restrain ourselves if white supremacists aren't going to do that? But these days, really since the 90s, since the 2000s, most of the energy towards violence has been on the far right. And you have this sort of emergence of groups now, Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, who say that they would have been the real patriots in the American Revolution. They're going to fight to defend the Constitution as they see it. The Boogaloo groups, the various militia groups, some of which have been around since the 1990s, are really the ones who were at the forefront of what was going on at the Capitol last week and perhaps what might be going on next week as well.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. How big of a threat is this? We'll also talk about accelerationism. And the thing that just fascinates me about this in a negative way is that they're not thinking this through because, again, I was saying yesterday, if you're an armchair insurrectionist, you might want to think about what the country would look like if one of these groups were to prevail or a civil war were to break out or et cetera, because your life is not going to be the same, and you might want to think that through before you sign on to a movement. 7:50, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:54 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to David Mallett, Associate Professor of Public Affairs at American University, about domestic terrorism and what role does disinformation play in radicalizing people, accelerationism, which is very disturbing, and more. David, let's talk about accelerationism.
Sure. So accelerationism, it's one of those things. It's a general idea that basically if you want society to tip over, if you want to have a second civil war like Boogaloo does, then you basically just need things to get worse before they get better. You need to sort of, you know, burn everything down. And then, you know, presumably, I guess your group can take over afterwards. So a lot of groups want instability just for its own sake. They want to cause chaos. Maybe there's concern that they would attack infrastructure or communications. Just to get everybody in a state where they are looking to change absolutely everything.
You know, I read this on the air yesterday. A friend of mine, a conservative tax attorney, sent this to me, and I found it pretty interesting. He said there are a number of fringe lunatics linked by social media who actually think they can overthrow the government, and my Republican friends secretly wish they would succeed. This is truly sad, and I think it is, and I think he nailed it. And my point in reading that is, do people really realize what they're asking for and how their life would change after this ends, or if they were to get what they wanted? They can't.
There's a lot of mythologizing. No, I think people say, oh, you know, 1776, like you saw some members of Congress even saying last week, a big revolution. Most, you know, Americans, we're fortunate. We've been pretty comfortable. We haven't lived with major wars or conflicts on American soil in a long time. And I think there's a lot of historical mythologizing. And you see this with Islamist groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS, too. Like, oh, things were great hundreds of years ago. Let's be like that. And, it's a different story when you have to live through it yourself.
So let's talk about the truth in all of this, because I get a text that says, do you truly believe Biden won fair and square? Too many states had too many discrepancies with a close margin of victory. 60-some-odd courts rejected it. The evidence, and I put that in quotation marks, the president presented last Wednesday has been debunked over and over and over again. But yet, are people less, I hate to use the word suspicious or discretionary when it comes to what they believe? Or is the truth over with as we know it? And has the truth become completely subjective?
Well, I think one thing that has changed in recent years is different media ecosystem. We're now, you know, we don't all tune into the same sources or read the same sources of news. You can sort of pick the news that reinforces what you want to hear. So we end up in these little closed loops where people only talk to other people who agree with them, tune out things that don't agree with the way they want the world to be. And we're actually seeing this even more as different people being kicked off or leaving even more mainstream social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. You're seeing them do exactly what we saw ISIS members do just a couple of years ago when they were kicked off. They're moving over to these encrypted platforms like Telegram, where they're saying, all right, I don't want anybody messing with me. I just want to talk to the people I want to talk to and saying what I want to plan. It's really astonishing to see that happening in the United States the way we saw it with jihadi groups a few years ago.
there will be, when all is said and done, three times the amount of troops in Washington as are in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. Is there any change? And when I see these movements and so forth, David, I can't help but think of the troubles that plagued Ireland, Northern Ireland, and the UK for so long. You don't foresee anything like that happening here, or do you?
You know, it's. I wish I could give you, unvarnished good news about that. I think we are in for a long period of, sort of domestic uncertainty. I'm not going to say unrest or violence, but we're really in sort of this period that we had after 9/11 for 20 years. I think that's ended with COVID and with this, and now we're in a new security period. And, the DHS in 2009, even last year with Trump's DHS, said that white supremacist groups are going to be the most lethal and persistent threat to Americans for the coming decade. And so that's been the estimation of security services under, both parties in the last few years. And that seems to be coming to pass.
Wow. Thank you, David. I appreciate your time. I really do. They tell a joke in Ireland about a hotel manager that had been bombed so many times that a bomb was dropped off and the manager picked the bomb up and ran out and gave it back to the guy and said, not again. I hope it doesn't come to that. Thank you. Well, really, it's true. They tell that story in Ireland. Thank you, sir. We're going to take a break. Come back with Dr. Brent Wallace. Dr. P is back, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. If you are a senior or you got a senior parent, listen up because we're going to help you out and make sure that everybody is healthy and happy for this new year. Back in a flash, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.